Hi, Emer. How are you?
Hi Neil, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm talking to you the first day after you came out of, well, at least you're at the start of the first phase of coming out of lockdown on Monday. How was it?
Great. We finally moved into Italian phase two after 2 months of being at home, really stuck in the house, and it was brilliant. I got out for a cycle on my lunch break, and I got to go to a supermarket a little bit further away than what I was going to before. So
I know,
it was
'cause
lovely.
I was reading in your blog that in the past 2 months in Bergamo, you've had a handful of trips to the supermarket and two trips to the chemist in 2 months.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. I'd say less than 10 times I've been outside the gate.
And today, or should I say Monday, for the first time, you got to actually cycle a bike.
Yeah, that's something I was really missing. I'm normally on my bike every day, so for 2 months it was locked up in the garage, and yeah, it was very
So
nice. Yeah,
tell
a
me what
lovely
that
park I go down
experience was
to.
like, and where did you cycle to?
Yeah, so I have a park that I often cycle to that's not too far from my school where I work, and there are a load of bunnies that hop around there, so I like to go and say hi to the rabbits and their horses and cows and stuff around the place. So it's quite nice to escape the city and actually see the countryside. So yeah, it is lovely to get back down there again now.
And are there many people out doing the same?
Yeah, there were quite a few. Obviously, with it being the first day, I think people were eager to get straight out, and the weather's gorgeous. It was in the mid-20s, so of course people are going to make the most of it. I did really notice that there were hardly any car. There were some cars, but there was nowhere near the level of traffic that you would have normally. But there were quite a few people out.
I mean, you call it phase two, right? Because you describe lockdown as phase one. In Ireland, we are going into phase one on the 18th of May. You're aware of that, where we have some limited movement and we can do different things. And then it moves into June and July and August. But for 2 months, you guys have been more like 9 weeks now in complete lockdown. Now you can do what? What's the difference now?
So the big first thing is exercise. We can leave our houses and go and exercise actually anywhere. There aren't any limits as long as you're within your region, and regions are huge. It's like saying you can do it within Munster.
Okay.
So that's a massive change for people. Another huge one is the fact that people can now go see their families. So you're allowed to go see immediate family up to sixth degree, I think, which is like your cousins, basically, I
Yeah.
think is how it works out. And if you're going out with somebody that you're not living with, you can go and visit your partner as well, but you're not supposed to go see friends. And then a few other things have opened, like building sites and factories are allowed to open, factories that have maybe not just non-essential stuff.
Okay, I'm just curious. Where you say you can travel within your region to visit relatives, does that mean that grandkids can hug grandparents and you can hug your mother, et cetera, if you're Italian?
Yes,
Huh, okay.
as in they recommend do so with social distancing, but
How do you do
I
that?
don't
You can't do that.
know. I know the kids in my class that were I was asking them on Monday morning, are you looking forward today to what are you looking forward to today? Like, I can't wait to get on my bike, and lots of them were saying, oh, I can't wait to see my grandparents, give them a big hug and a kiss.
So do you
So
have
that
to
was
wear
their big thrill.
masks then all of the time, though, yeah?
Yeah, they've requested that everyone wears masks. The government was sending out masks to all households. We haven't seen ours yet, but
No.
people have procured masks for sure, because out on my cycle yesterday, I saw quite a few people wearing masks, very few without a mask.
So cafes are
So
open
people have managed
for
it.
takeout, funerals of up to 15 people, but no weddings, no masses, no hairdressers, no gyms, no school. It's very early days.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, like Ireland, it doesn't look like school's going to happen until at least September, and it'll probably look very different as well. But again, that's all to come and be decided. But it doesn't look like schools will be reopening, definitely before the summer anyway.
And bars, and more importantly for the Italians, ice cream parlors, they all remain shut,
Ice
don't they?
cream. I did think it was hilarious that when they said that that restaurants were allowed to do takeaway, they've literally specified in a lot of the papers that Gelateria can also, you know, sell their ice cream for takeaway. So that was a very important point that was made for the Italians.
Because
So
they
rest
love their
assured, you will get
gelato.
your gelato. They love it, and I'm not complaining. I'll probably avail of that service myself.
Of
Yeah,
course.
they are saying so far that restaurants won't be opening until at least the 18th of May, maybe the 1st of June. But again, it's just take it as it comes kind of approach.
But you know, unfortunately, nearly 29,000 people died. There was 205 people infected, 205,000 infected in Italy. But I was reading this morning that there seems to be a lot of anger in Italy of what they're describing as a false reopening. What does that mean?
I think people expected more, and I think maybe some Irish people can maybe relate to that as well, that you know, people expected to be doing a lot more after the bank holiday weekend, and of course the new measures were announced that it wouldn't be, that you know, the next phase wouldn't be starting until the 18th. So I think in Italy, people might have thought that more would be opened potentially.
So retail is the 18th of May, bars and restaurants, I think it's around about June 1st, isn't it? That kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe the 18th of May, maybe the 1st of June, but again,
And
it's
so
who we
that's
communicated.
why 75,000 bar and restaurant owners in Italy handed in their premises keys to their local mayors. Were you aware of that?
No, I didn't know that.
In protest, apparently.
I mean, it's understandable. People have had their doors shut for 2 months solid. I mean, people can't make ends meet.
In your blog, you were saying that Italy, and I'm paraphrasing, you said Italy was unaware of the impending pandemic. For instance, you say in your blog that the bars and restaurants stayed open for too long.
Yeah, absolutely. For a good 2 weeks after things became quite serious. So when they closed down the schools and when they stopped mass gatherings and sporting events, the bars and restaurants were still open for another fortnight afterwards. And people, I think it was sending mixed messages. People were told stay at home, but then these were left open. So people assume, well, if the service is there, I'm going to use it, of course, because it must be safe if they're leaving it open.
You say also like that Italy wouldn't be the most organized country in the world. Is that why they left bars and restaurants open so long?
No, I genuinely think it was just we were the first country in Europe to really get it, and I think we just nobody knew what was going to come. Everybody thought that, you know, oh, okay, we'll have these restrictions in place for a few weeks, it'll all open up in a month or so. Nobody really realized the scale of what was to
Of
happen.
what was coming. But to some extent, do you think that we learned enough? Incidentally, we left an awful lot of Italians in, even though the rugby match was cancelled. You're aware of that.
I don't know. Like I say, it's difficult to criticize people who have the power to make decisions, because like I say, nobody knew what to expect or how it would go. But I would say that I was quite surprised that the Irish measures that came into place were a bit slow. Like, I was very surprised that the St. Patrick's Day parades weren't cancelled way sooner, particularly just seeing what was happening in Italy and already having had a few cases in Ireland. I was just very surprised that it wasn't an immediate close the borders and stop mass gatherings. It should have been, to me, a much more immediate.
Like that's the New Zealand model, the New Zealand island model, if you like, there you're referring to.
And they've had incredible results. I think
I know.
they've only had about up to 20 deaths, I think, altogether, and like two new cases or something in the last day or two.
So where are we at now with regards to deaths? Obviously, the Italians are starting to relax lockdown because death rates are falling, are they?
Yeah, they're falling, but they're still huge numbers if you don't compare it to how it was before. I mean, on Monday, yesterday, there were 195 deaths in Italy, and 174 the day before. So, I mean, this is absolutely nothing in comparison to the over 900 we had when we were peaking in a single day. But it's still, when you think about it, that's 195 people who have died. You know, it's a big number. We're down to about one. It was 1,221 cases yesterday, new cases. So that's a
Wow.
again a big
It's a
change, because
yeah.
I mean, it was
They're
skyrocketing
still
numbers
huge
before. So
numbers though, aren't they? I mean, Italy's only second behind America. Huge numbers.
yeah, Yeah, there's still huge numbers, and I mean, as much as I can understand why people are complaining about certain things not opening already, but I'm even surprised that we were allowed to lift the type of lockdown we had with these numbers still continuing.
Was it that public disquiet or unrest was gathering, perhaps?
Yeah, I think if you need to keep people on your side, and people need a bit of hope and a bit of change, maybe to continue to keep in line with the rules, I
Yeah, I
suppose.
read in
You have
the
to give a bit of leeway.
you do really have to give people a break. I read in the Italian press as well that tourism will be down 25 million tourists July, August, and September. I assume there's going to be job losses and business closures.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a huge loss.
And you were very disappointed because you had thought when you looked at the scale and the rollout of the time in Italy that you might get home to your family, but that's not going to be anytime soon, no?
Yeah, exactly. So my next time I was going to come back to Ireland was in at the end of July, so during my summer holidays, and I think I kind of had a little bit of hope it might happen, but now since looking at the new 5-point framework, I'm going might want to kind of extend that
Yeah.
a little bit longer. So I doubt I'll be coming back in the summer. I mean, if I can, absolutely I'll be there if it's allowed, but I don't think it will be
And
allowed.
how did
So
the remote teaching go with your students for the last 10 weeks?
yeah, it's been full on, very, very busy. We've learned a lot of new skills. The kids are responding very well, and we've kind of changed up our approach a little bit to kind of make it better for everyone. Because of course, after 10 weeks, a bit of the same can be very boring for the
Yeah.
kids. So we're trying to kind of keep the approach as interactive as possible, and yeah, keep them busy and happy.
But all on Monday, all the kids got out for the first time. That must have been incredible.
They were so excited. Yeah, I mean, I was giddy as well on our morning chat, just like, I can't wait to get on my bike, and they were all telling me what they were going to do. So yeah, there was a sense of giddiness, really.
And of course, this is also the week in Ireland that the over 70s can go out. I mean, it's not a law, it's only a recommendation, but for the first time in a long, long time, they'll be able to go for a walk without people looking at them or giving them a nasty glance, which is kind of nice too, isn't it? So we really
Yeah,
are on the way back, don't you think?
absolutely. Yeah, I think little signs of hope are there, and you know, just people need to keep doing the sensible things, and little by little we'll get there. And you know, we should just kind of enjoy the little steps we have. Like I was kind of looking at a lot of my friends, and they were annoyed about oh, the lockdown's going on longer than we thought in Ireland. And I'm saying, well, do you know what? I'm just so excited about the thing you've had the entire last 2 months I've been in my
I
house.
know,
I'm just
yeah.
excited to get out for a cycle, you know. So the grass is always greener. And sure, if I was to look at how people were in lockdown in Wuhan, then you know, that's nothing in comparison to what we've had in Italy. We've had it easy. So you know, I
You
think
got
the
to, you
grass is always greener
Yeah,
approach.
I mean we were able to go out for 2 kilometers. You were like 30, 40 meters, weren't you?
Literally, you could take the dog out to go to the toilet pretty
Oh
much if
my
you had one.
God.
You weren't really supposed to leave at all. Yeah, I think it was 20 meters, they'd said. Yeah.
Okay, and when you went out, just finally, you wore a mask, right?
Yeah, I went out cycling, I had a mask,
And the
so
one
and
res
I'm glad.
one of the unresolved questions here is that when we get opportunities to go back to work and socialize amongst each other and friends, and should we all be wearing masks?
Yeah, and I mean, the jury's out on that, because I mean, everybody's saying we don't know, that the science isn't there to back it up yet of whether the masks are actually worthwhile or not. And I suppose it's better to, you know, why not wear them if we can, until we know for sure that they're useful
Like
or not, you
if I
know?
meet you and we both have masks on and I meet you and you have COVID-19 and I don't, I can't get it if I don't touch you because you have a mask on. I mean, it makes sense to me.
Unless I sneeze on you.
But then will I even get it then because of the mask?
Oh yeah, no, if I have a mask on, no, I
Okay,
doubt it.
all
yeah
right, okay. Well,
yeah
whenever I meet you,
although
please don't sneeze.
there is something a bit strange about the masks as well. I find it, like, I've smiled at people in the supermarket, and then I realize, oh, they can't see my smile, you know. It is a bit strange just seeing the eyes.
Use your two hands to do a smiley emoji next time.
Yeah, that's
Right. Listen,
it.
mind yourself. You can go a little bit further now to do your shopping because the closest supermarket that you're only allowed to go to was very posh and expensive. You can get to other ones
Exactly.
now. Save a few bob.
Yeah, it makes all the difference. Yep.
Okay, well, listen, mind yourself, Emer. Thanks for taking the call. Stay in touch.
Thanks very much, Neil. Take
What
care.
do they say in Italy? Ciao bella, is it?
Ciao. Yeah.
Bye.